sure, and banks are going to be allowed to have a smaller financial buffer, the buffer that's there to help keep the banking system stable.
Yeah, interesting development. We often talk about the Bank of England and its interest rate decision, but this is to do with its regulatory role overseeing banks, partly to avoid another financial crisis after the last disastrous one 17 years ago. It required banks to hold considerably more assets in reserve to protect against any major financial problems they might have individually or across the wider industry. This morning, the Bank of England is easing those restrictions. I've got William Perrodin with me, who's Managing Director at Risk Control Limited Consultancy, previously advised the Bank of England on financial regulation. William, morning. Why are they doing this now?
I think they're doing it because of the perception that banks are quite constrained. They're not in a position to support the economy. It's not just in the UK that people are worried about that, in Europe as well. Obviously, there's a deregulatory activity in the US. There are sort of changes in leverage ratios, which is closely related to this topic the Bank of England's looking at. But I think it's all about growth. Regulators tend not to think very much about growth, but really broader policymakers need to have a good view of that. And
so is the logic what that they would lend more if they don't have such as big restrictions on the amount of capital they need to hold? I mean, they've seen pretty big profits lately. How confident can we be they will actually lend more rather than, say, continuing to reward shareholders with more dividends, for example?
I mean, few people have much sympathy for banks and bank profits. If we could wave a magic wand and reduce bank salaries, maybe we would. But banks are an unusual sector in that if you hammer the banks too much and make it difficult for them to lend, you hammer the economy. So there has to be some balance there. And I think what people are not quite focusing on is that actually in 2027, because of other regulatory changes, the kind of final implementation of Basel III, the capital constraints on banks will be going up. So in a sense, this is just a bit of a retreat from that general move of that's been going on for a while.
Is there
still going on?
Is there any risk here that we're making ourselves vulnerable to more risky borrowing again, very briefly?
Well, I mean, there is some risk, but bank capital overall is very substantially more than it was 10 or 15 years ago. So, measures that people were looking at then were kind of 9 or 10%. Now they're sort of 18%. So banks are seriously well capitalized.
William, thank you. William Perrodin there from Risk Control Limited.
Sean, thank you.